Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for calling us out of the darkness to be your pleaser, your called out ones, to declare your wonderful truth and goodness, because in you we live and move and have our being. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, precious family. We're reading Ephesians 3 from verse 14 to 18. And this is wonderful. You know, we've just seen here now in the first part of the chapter, Paul is speaking again how God called him, spoke to him, gave him mighty revelation. And it's so important to us as the church take hold of these revelations. And it's basically how God saw it, how God saw us included in Jesus' death, in his burial, in his resurrection, and that we are now there to declare the church is his ecclesia, his called out ones, to give people hope, give people light. Why? Because we have got light, we have got hope, we are in the kingdom, and we are in fellowship with the Father and Son. And so this prayer brings it now all together. So I'll just like Danita just to read the first two verses, 14 and 15 first.
When I think of all of this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth.
Hallelujah. So you see, thinking about now that we are the ambassadors, we are the children, we are the sons of God that creation is waiting to see, and we are there to share the magnificence because we are co-heirs with Jesus. Every wall of hostility has been broken down. The heaven has come near. And then he says this, I bow my knees before the Father. Before the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. And some translations, I bow my knee before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth finds their true name. So it's so wonderful when you understand that that God's a creator. And when someone makes something, you know, he knows what he's doing. And then what he made, what he has made has got purpose. And the creator knows that purpose. And here God says, here Paul points out he's the creator of every family. Some translations, you can read different translations here. He says, the creator of every person and on everything. So everything, every person, every family, God, who is our Father, who we're thinking about, he knows the purpose of everything. So that's where you find your true name, your true purpose, who you really are, how you fit in, and how you bring about his fragrance on earth as it is in heaven. Okay, so now he goes further and then he takes you deeper. How this comes about now?
I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit.
Yeah.
Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is.
Hallelujah. So we can just see here, you know, he's breaking it down now. Now we know God has got unlimited resources, but now he must empower you with his Spirit in your inner man. So that's why, having acknowledged Christ, the door to the kingdom, enter the kingdom, you receive the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit becomes one with your spirit. So now you've got that inner strength, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the same Spirit that gave Jesus the thoughts of God on how to lead you. And so when you're empowered with this glorious power, this Holy Spirit, and now what is the whole purpose? It's to Christ to make his home in you through faith. So Jesus, ruling and reigning, wants to make his home, show himself in you, show himself through you, show himself to others. So, and how's that done? By faith. The Holy Spirit gives you the faith of God. He reveals to you, as Jesus says, the Holy Spirit will take what is mine and reveal it to you. And so that's where you wake up to the expectations God has got for you. And it's all through having the Spirit, now the truth coming to you, Christ in you, opening up the truth to you. And why is that? So it goes down deeper. So your roots grow now in God's love. And it keeps you strong. You're strong now because you've got faith. You've got light. God commanded light to shine out of your darkness into your heart. And having that light and having that faith, you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep His love is. You see, this is just what we have just spoken about this morning, is that God knows us and He's got unlimited resources. He made everything and He knows how it fits in. And then you're born again. You receive the Spirit in your inner man. So the truth opens up to you. And that truth is opening God's love up to you to keep you strong and to give you understanding. And we can think then of the scripture in 1 John 5:20. The Son of God has come so that we may have understanding to know Him who is true. So we're just touching on these things now, Annette. You know, God knows all things. He's got all power. He's everywhere, and He's got power for you, and that power is through the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit, you are then tapped into the Godhead, and then through the Holy Spirit, He makes Christ real to you so you can understand. He starts writing the laws on your heart and then in your mind, and how high and how wide. The full perspective of God's wonderful love plan comes through His resources coming to you through the Spirit, which makes Christ real by faith. But then we're going to go on tomorrow so that we may know. The knowing follows now, and the knowing is experience, being able to see, be able to speak about and experience. But I just want you to just see, you're going back again, you've got to grasp first. You've got to grasp. You've got to understand. And how can you understand? Is because truth has opened up to your heart. And why is truth opened up to your heart? Because you've got the Spirit. And why have you got the Spirit? Because you have acknowledged and you bowed your knees and you surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And therefore, they can now bring about their plan in your life. Amen. We'll go on tomorrow, but just be encouraged with that there, that we are there. Go back again. Further in the chapter, we are here to shine light into the night. We are here to represent heaven because we are part of heaven now. We have been raised and seated with Christ in heavenly places. We have come to Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. And now with all this beauty and this goodness, we are there, the fragrance. We are the sons. We are the representatives, the ambassadors. So arise and shine, for your light has come.
Thank you, Lord, for your amazing unconditional love. Amen.
Amen.